It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lois Zier.
Well, our guest today is Diana Sheridan, and Diana has a very interesting job, I think. She is the district conservationist for United States Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service.
That's correct.
And you had to, like, get an extra large business card to get all that on there, didn't you?
That's correct.
What district do you cover here?
I supervise four counties, Dallas, Green, Polk, and Webster counties in southwest Missouri, and we administer conservation portions of the Farm Bill.
Okay. And what does the conservationist part of your title entail?
The Natural Resources Conservation Service was founded to assist farmers with soil erosion problems. We were originally the Soil Conservation Service. And so the conservationist part of my title still includes providing technical assistance to all kinds of farmers to assist them with better conservation practices on their farms. Also, we have some financial assistance available to them as well.
Okay. Now, you work for the Department of Agriculture. Are you that person that says, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you?
Yeah, we do that.
But you really do help them, don't you?
Yes. We're a non-regulatory agency, and so all the producers that work with us come in on a voluntary basis, and they are looking to make improvements on their farm. So it's really a pleasure to get to work with producers looking for help.
Well, that's great. Now, this is a natural resources conservation. It's the federal government, right? Do you interact with, like, the Missouri Department of Conservation or what state agencies, or how does that coordinate?
One of the most interesting things about my job as district conservationist and working for USDA is how much we take advantage of all our conservation partners in Missouri. So Missouri Department of Conservation is a really strong partner. We have some of their staff co-located with us in our offices. Missouri Department of Natural Resources is also a very strong partner. They help administer the soil and water conservation districts and the soil and water conservation program, and their staff is also co-located in our offices. We also work with University of Missouri Extension very closely for technical resources and other outreach to producers.
I'm glad to hear that those groups all work together, mm-hmm. not to duplicate services and that sort of thing.
If we do provide financial assistance to producers, the Natural Resources Conservation Service has developed a set of standards that the producers are required to follow, and our partners utilize those standards, so we're all saying the same thing and delivering the same message.
Now, you said that you cover these four counties, and you have a very large urban area in Springfield, but you also have a lot of rural folks that you deal with. Do you deal more with the rural farmers?
We do deal primarily with our rural. That's where most of agriculture is taking place. Although, in the last several years, there's been a real resurgence in farm-to-table and local food production. So we've been working more and more with our urban partners and in urban areas on high tunnels, growing vegetables locally, and also with a lot of our wildlife practices for pollinators, monarch butterfly habitat, and beekeepers, too, sometimes are in more urban areas.
So those are some kind of new agricultural ideas that we don't mm-hmm. sometimes don't think of agriculture being a small 20-acre farm or something.
Mm-hmm. They definitely are now. Especially in Greene County, we have a lot of, even in the rural area, the farms are smaller and they're more specialty livestock or sheep and goats, small ruminants. So there's a big diversity of agriculture in the four counties that I work in.
Well, could you give our listeners an example maybe of a couple of things? When you go out to a farm, does the farmer call you up and say, please come, or how does that work? And what do you do once you get out there?
A lot of times the conversations are initiated from a program just like this. They'll hear through the website or through a radio program that there's assistance available. And so they'll come to us and they'll say, I just bought this new farm, or I inherited it from my grandmother. I'm not exactly sure where to start. And so we will make a trip to the farm and evaluate the resources that they have and some of the concerns that they may have, and then we can just kind of go from there. They may have an eroding stream bank or a pasture that's been overgrazed and there's a lot of bare ground. They may not be happy with the way their crops are producing, and we can evaluate that and then start making recommendations.
Well, I should have asked you this at the beginning. What kind of a background do you personally have to take on this type of a duty?
My educational background is atypical for most of the staff in Natural Resources Conservation Service. Most of our staff have an agriculture degree. Mm-hmm. Mine is in biology, and I have a master's degree in aquatic toxicology. But, you know, came back to agriculture.
Water quality, it
water
sounds
quality,
like.
Water quality, yes, right, very right. much. So it's really a natural fit, but kind of atypical. So most of our staff have grown up on farms, participate in agriculture school, have a degree in agronomy or ag business.
We talked about forestry being part of what some of your responsibilities are.
Yes, forestry is a big part of managing natural resources in Southwest Missouri. We have a lot of forestry practices that are available to help people improve their timber stands. A lot of our agroforestry practices are getting really popular too, with the interest in pawpaws and walnuts and some of the fruit and nut trees that are native to the area. We have a lot of producers that are interested in making those products available to consumers.
Well, this has been very interesting to me. You know, the title of our program is Making Democracy Work, and maybe we don't think about, you know, somebody who goes out on a farm, but, you know, what does this add to our community, or what are the benefits from this type of a program?
Well, in 2017, the state of Missouri was able to deliver about $30 million of taxpayer dollars back to farmers in Missouri to help with conservation and improving their system at their farms. As a staff person in Natural Resources Conservation Service, it's really rewarding to me to have people that want to do better, you know, come in and be able to get really sound advice from us and see those improvements. And just the success stories and the customers that we come back to year after year to visit with, they are blown away by how much their production has increased, their water quality has improved, even their pocketbook. You know, their farms are more successful when they're better managers and able to improve their management.
So we could say taxes really do pay for stuff, don't they?
They can, that's for sure.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much, Diana. Our guest again has been Diana Sheridan with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. This and other programs in Making Democracy Work series are available on ksmu.org.